We're continuing the shiur in Sefer Hamidos. In the last shiur, we completed Chelek Aleph for Emes. We mentioned when we first started learning the Sefer that for many of the items here, it's broken up into two sections. The first section is items which Rabbeinu Zal took pretty much directly from the Gemara or actual statements of Chazal and put them in the sequence of the Aleph Beis and simply extracted the practical advice for himself from these items. Chelek Sheni is more so Rabbeinu Zal's own hasogos, either things that are not written clearly in the Gemara or in any other source, and they're put together from one or two sources, or based on a distant hint in the Gemara or a pasuk, or in some cases it's Rabbeinu Zal's own chiddush in Torah. And now for Emes, we have possibly enough for one shir, or possibly half a shir, in this section that's called Chelek Sheni. The first item, Rabbeinu Zal says, Al yidei sheker dvorov einom nishmoim, by a person telling lies, their words will not be accepted. Gam al yidei sheker mi almein chas v'sholom kamanoshim. And also by a person telling lies, chas v'sholom, he can cause several women, chas v'sholom, to pass away as a result of his becoming an almon, in order for him to become an almon, chas v'shalom, a person that's living without a wife. This item, the Mefarshim point out, is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Te'olamno sifsei sheker. The word te'olamno, an ilaim, means a person that's mute, a person that can't be heard. When they speak, there's no sound that comes out. So the pasuk says, Te'olamno sifsei sheker, that the lips that speak lies will be ilaim. Their words will not be heard, will not be accepted. That's one limud that Rabbeinu Zal takes from here. And the second limud is, the word Te'olamno is also from the root of the word almon. That Te'olamno sifsei sheker, a person who speaks sheker, this will result, chas v'shalom, in this punishment of being almon. And te'olamno is plural, implying more than once, chas v'shalom. The next item, Rabbeinu Zal says, al yidei emes nisgale yichudoi bo'olam. Through emes, Hashem's oneness is revealed in the world. This item, the Mefarshim point out, is connected to a statement in the Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah, where the Medrash discusses the opening sentence of the Torah. We know that the first words in the Chumash are, Bereshis Bora Elikim, in the beginning Hashem created, and the Mefarshim point out that the last letters of those three words make up the word Emes, truth, showing that that's the beginning of everything. Everything begins from honesty. Religion begins from honesty. So the Medrash says that about this, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Roish devorcho emes, that your opening statement should be emes, should be truth. And we see that kavyochel, when Hashem opened the Torah, his opening statement is emes. So the Medrash says on this, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, mitchilas briyosoi shaloylam, roish devorcho emes, that from when Hashem first created the world, he showed that a person should open up, begin with honesty, truthfulness. Based on a pasuk, Vashem Elikim Emes, that Hashem is the truth. And then the Mefarshim point out that note that in this opening statement of truth, what did Hashem establish? What was so truthful about this opening statement? That Bereshis Boro Elikim, that in the beginning, Hashem singular created, the concept of Hashem Echod versus Elohim Acherim. When we talk about a person lacking in faith in Hashem, it implies a person who wants Hashem Chas V'Shalom to have to share. That even those people who believe that Hashem, there is a Hashem, but they also believe in Koichi Voitzem Yodi, that if I don't do something, it's not going to get done, and certain types of attitudes where a person gives credit that's normally due to Hashem, they try to take it away from Hashem, give it to others, where it's not necessarily appropriate. So here the Medrash says, that note that in this opening statement, Baroish HaTorah, Hoidiyah, Sha'ashem Alikim Emes, In the beginning of the Torah, it was established that Hashem is for truth, for honesty, and at the same time, it was also established that ve'ein shnei, that there aren't two. Bereshis bara elikim, bara means singular, that there was one creator, and not bereshis baru elikim, that in the beginning they created. So we see that these two items are put together, honesty plus accepting the oneness of Hashem, that there's Hashem is Echod, and that there's no Chas V'Shalom concept of Elikim Acherim. These two go together, which means that the concept of Emes and the concept of Emuna are actually something that are one. The concept of believing in Hashem and the concept of truth, those two items are considered to be one item. As we say in the Tefillah, Emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavur, that honesty and faith, that's something that a person cannot go beyond, chas v'shalom. So we see that through Emes is revealed the yichud of Hashem. The next item, Gimel, Rabbeinu Zal says, kisha'ato roye shakron, when you see a person that's dishonest, teida, you should know, Shegam hamanhig shel ho'ish hazeh shakron, that the one that's leading this person, the one that's directing this person, is also dishonest. This item of Forshim point is hinted to in the Medrash on Parshas Noach, where the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Toiveid doivrei chozov, let those who speak falsehood be lost. They should be lost. And the Medrash says that the word doivrei means those that speak. The word dabor in the Torah also means a leader. The Gemara says in one place, dabor echod ladoir. There's one speaker in a generation. A speaker implies an authority. So the Medrash says, Rabbi Pinchas Omar, hein umedabroi sehen, that when the Pasuk says that those that tell lies should be lost, it refers to them and their leaders, implying that there is definitely a connection between people that are dishonest and the people that are leading them. Naturally, this doesn't mean that, let's say, if a rabbi is leading a shul with 1,000 people and one of them is dishonest, that's a proof that the rabbi is dishonest. Obviously, this has to be taken in the context and in proportion the way it's being presented. It's interesting that the Meforshim, the Matnos Kohuna on the Medrash says, Dabron umanhik shemisayim oisom laso isra, their leaders who assist them in doing the evil that they're doing, they're also included in this category of doivrei chozov. The next item, Rabbeinu Zal says, al yedei sheker bo lidei gilui arayos ushvichas domim vegam machshil es haksherim begilui arayos ushvichas domim umare heter min atoiru. Through a person's lack of honesty, this leads them to commit sins of adultery, chas v'shalom, sins of murder, and also it'll lead them to get others to commit sins of adultery and murder, and they'll try to bring proofs from the Torah that they're doing the right thing, chas v'shalom. This item, the Medrash says, is based on the pasuk that we quoted earlier, Toiveid doivrei chozov, let those that speak falsely be destroyed. This was Dovid HaMelech's tefillah. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Dovid HaMelech was referring specifically to two outstanding people in his life that gave him problems. One was Doeg HaAdoimi, one of the advisors of Shaul HaMelech, and the second one was Achitofel, who at one point in time was Dovid HaMelech's rabbi, and then, Rachmona Litzlan, he went off the path and he started making serious mistakes. And the Medrash says there, that the end of this pasuk, Toivei Doivrei Chozov, is Ish Domim Umirma Yesoev Hashem, that a man of blood and trickery Hashem despises. And the Medrash says this refers to these two, Doeg and Achitofel, who were Matir Shol HaMelech, they were Matir Gilui Aroyos, and they were Matir Shvichas Domim. They were the ones who told Shol HaMelech, this Dovid HaMelech isn't even roy to come into the Jewish nation. He comes from the nation of Moav, and the Torah says, Lo Yovoi, that people from Moav cannot join the Am Yisrael. They didn't tell him that the Torah says clearly that only males, zechorim from Moav, can join, but females can. And the fact is that Dovra Melech's origin was from Rus HaMoavia, from a woman. So she definitely was Roy Lovoy Bekol. But they said to him that basically Dovra Melech has no part in the Jewish nation. So if he married a woman, his marriage is null and void. His wife can be taken away by anybody else. They were the ones who told Shaul HaMelech that now that Dovra Melech's on the run, we're permitted to give his wife to somebody else. And they were also the ones who were Matir Shvichas Domim, to the extent that the Torah says that when Dovra Melech was hiding out from Shaul HaMelech, one of the stopovers that he made was in the city of Noiv, Ir HaKoyanim. And there, the leader of the Koyanim at that time, which was Achimelech gave Dovra Melech the sword of Goliath, and he hid him away in the city for a short period of time, and then he let him go. And he didn't send back word to Shaul HaMelech that he knows the whereabouts of Dovra Melech. The Novi says that when Shaul HaMelech finally arrived at the city of Noiv, and he questioned Achimelech made like he knew from nothing. Doeg was standing by, and Doeg said he's telling a lie. I know that he actually assisted Dovra Melech in his escape. So Shaul HaMelech said, Shaul HaMelech turned to his servants and said, I want you to kill the Kohen Gadol, Achimelech, and the Kohanim here. And the Novi testifies, V'loy ovu avdei HaMelech l'shloyach es yodom l'vgoya b'Kohanei Hashem, that Shaul HaMelech's servants were not willing to fulfill his command. He told them, kill Achimelech, and they stepped aside. They couldn't bring themselves to do it. So the Novi says that they didn't, but Doeg HaAdoimi did. This Doeg HaAdoimi, who was a Talmud Chacham, who was a Rosh Yeshiva, this is not in the 1980s or 1990s. We're talking about somebody that lived during the time of Shaul HaMelech, and he was considered Shaul HaMelech's rabbi. And he found it within himself to kill the Kohen Gadol and to kill a city. The Novi says they killed 85 Kohanim on that day because they thought that they were assisting Dovra Melech. And this was all because of the fact that they were Doivrei Chozov, that Doeg and Achitofel were steeped in lies. They were capable of accepting lies and telling lies, and this is what misled them to go this far, to be Oisik, to be Matir Gili Aroyes, to give permission to do whatever anybody wanted with the wife of Dovra Melech, and also to actually go ahead and kill the leaders of the Am Yisrael, the Kohanim. The next item, Hey, Rabbi Nezal says, Mi She'enoi Mishana B'diburoi, a person who doesn't change their story, a person who sticks to the truth, and if they say they're going to do something, they carry it through, Hu yochol lahashpil hagvoyim ulahagbia hashfolim. That person is given the ability to take those that are arrogant, those that are too big, and to make them smaller, to bring them down, and also to take those people that are on a low madrega and to elevate them, to lift them up. The Meforshim point out that this is based on the Medrash's statement in Chumash, where it talks about the fact that Hashem fulfilled what he had promised Sora Imenu, that Hashem had sent Malachim to tell Sora Imenu that she was going to give birth, even though she was at such an old age at the time. And the Torah says, Vahashem pokad es Sora ka'asher omar. Hashem gave Sora Imenu the power to conceive as he had said he would. He fulfilled what he said he would do. The Medrash opens up with the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where Hashem says, V'yedu kol atzei hasode, all the trees in the field will come to realize, ki ani Hashem, that I am Hashem, hishpalti etz govoya, I lowered the tall tree, and higbati etz shofol, and I was able to lift up the tree that was small. Ani Hashem, dibarti v'osisi. I am Hashem, I have spoken, and I fulfilled what I said I would do. The Medrash says, what is this pasuk referring to? What are the trees of the field? The Medrash says, there's a pasuk, ki ha'odom eitz hasode, that people are compared to trees. The Medrash says that this eitz govoya refers to Avimelech. Hashem said, look what I did to Avimelech. He thought he was a big tree. We turned his whole kingdom into nothing. We stuffed them up. We made it that they couldn't go to the bathroom. They couldn't give birth. Nothing. As long as he had Sarimenu captive, he and his whole palace were all completely ill, completely stopped from any production whatsoever. Higbati eitz shofol. The Medrash says that this refers to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was this eitz shofol whom Avimelech was just pushed aside gently to take his wife. Hashem said, I elevated, I lifted up Avraham Avinu. Ani Hashem, and how did I do this? What gives me, Hashem, the power to lower those that are high and to lift up those that are low? Because of the fact that Ani Hashem dibarti v'osisi. Because I, Hashem, am one who speaks and I do. Whatever I say I'm going to do, I fulfill it. The Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yudon, loy kedain da amrin v'loy ovdin. Hashem said, I'm not like those who say they're going to do things and then they don't do it. Ani Hashem dibarti vosisi. I am Hashem who have spoken and fulfilled. Based on this, Rabbein Azal says, we see that Hashem is saying that it's because of the fact that this is the mida of Hashem, medaber v'oise, this is what gives Hashem the koyach to be mashpil geim and magbi ashvolim. The Gemara says, tzadikim mizdamnen liyotzrom, that the concept of a tzadik is one who emulates Hashem. They see how Hashem acts, they see what gives Hashem his strength, they copy it, and thereby they become shutvim with Hashem. They're given the ability to copy what Hashem is capable of doing. In this case, Rabbein Azal says that this is a power that a yid can be zeichet to. A yid can be zeichet to this koyach of mashpil geim umagbi ashvolim. The next item, Vov, Rabbein Azal says, Mi she'enoy medaber, echod bepeh, ve'echod belev, a person who doesn't put on any false pretenses. When they talk to somebody, they don't make believe they're their friend when they're not really not. They don't show one thing on the outside and feel something completely different on the inside. Enoy misyore mitvias mayim. Such a person does not have to be afraid whatsoever from drowning, chas v'shalom. This is what Rabbein Azal says, and this item is an interesting item. The Meforshim point out that there's a remez to this, there's a hint to this, in two statements in the Medrash. There's a Medrash that says that the Torah first tells us that Yaakov Avinu singled out his son Yosef HaTzadik, and he gave him a ksoines pasim, a special kind of a shirt, a special malbush that made him different from all the other children that hadn't received this malbush. As a result of this, the Torah says, Vayisnu oisoi, that his brothers hated him. First it says, Vayikanu boyechov, his brothers were jealous of him. Vayisnu oisoi, they hated him. Veloyochlu dabroi lesholim, and they couldn't talk pleasantly to him. They weren't able to show on the outside anything different from what they were feeling on the inside. The Medrash says that this word pasim, ksoines pasim, there are a few different interpretations in the Medrash as to what the word pasim refers to. One of the opinions is that the word pasim means pas yam, that what were the brothers jealous of? The brothers saw Baruch HaKodesh that it was the zechus of Yosef HaTzadik that was going to make layers in the sea, in the Red Sea. It was when the Yamsuf would see the Oroin of Yosef HaTzadik, that the Red Sea would split for Bnei Yisrael. It didn't split in half. The Gemara says it split into 12 layers. It's as if the ocean became 12 strips, 12 individual strips of water. So the Medrash says, Lomo vayisnu oisoi, why did they hate Yosef HaTzadik? Bishvil sheyikra hayom lifnehem, because he was going to be the one to split the sea before them. When Bnei Yisrael would be going out of Mitzrayim, he would be the one in whose chus the sea would split. This is what the Medrash says. So the Meforshim and the Medrash ask, that's a reason why they should hate him? They hated him because he would be the one to give Bnei Yisrael this chus of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Medrash says that this was again a certain aspect of jealousy. We know that their bones were also taken out of Mitzrayim at the time that the Yidden left, and it was clearly only in the chus of Yosef HaTzadik that the Yamsuf split. The Pasuk says, Hayom ro'o vayonois. The Yam saw the tzaddik about whom it's written, Vayonos Vayetze Hachutza, that when Potiphar's wife grabbed hold of him, grabbed hold of his coat, the Torah says, Vayonos, he ran out. And the Gemara darshins that when it says, Hayom Ro'o Vayonos, that the Red Sea saw something and it split, meaning it took off, it left, Vayonos, that's referring to Yosef HaTzadik's Vayonos Vayetze Hachutza. He left. So the Medrash says, note, in terms of this v'lo yochlu dabroi l'sholim, the Pasuk says that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik couldn't talk friendly to him. Why not? Di belipoin bepumhoin. Because the Gemara says their natures were such that whatever was in their hearts was also on their mouth. If they felt a certain way inside about a person, they couldn't act differently on the outside. And therefore, when in their hearts they felt a hate, a jealousy towards Yosef HaTzadik, they couldn't show anything different on the outside. Now, Rabbeinu Zal takes these two medroshim and weaves them together. When Rabbeinu Zal says, Mi she'enoi medaber echad bepev v'echad b'leiv, note, in what zechus, the Medrash says this as a compliment, that even though the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik were terrible in the fact that they had these midos rois of jealousy and hate towards one of their own brothers, the Torah says, but there was one aspect of good about this, in that they weren't phony. They hated, they were jealous, and they didn't make believe otherwise. And it was that zechus, it's the zechus of this measure of honesty in which they were zeicha to this pasim, this pasiyam. The fact that the one that they were jealous of was still given the power to perform a miracle for their benefit, where their children, their descendants, were zeicha to walk through the Red Sea without drowning. Here the risk was that Nachshon ben Aminodov jumped in the sea, and he jumped in until the water was up to his neck, and there was a possibility of him and Bnei Israel drowning in the water, as we see the Egyptians did moments later. And here what saved them was this measure of honesty on the part of the Shvatim, even when it came to something this terrible. And we find that, we've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning it again, because our Rebbe Zichron of Rucha stressed this item, that the Gemara says in one place that one of the kings of Bnei Israel was about to pass away, Yanai HaMelech, and he was speaking to his wife, and he told her, I want to give you advice for the future, and I'm going to give you the most important advice that you need to be able to survive. He said to her, there are three types of people. There are tzaddikim, there are rishoim, and there are tzvuim. There are people that are very good people, righteous people. Them, you have nothing to fear. Don't be afraid of them at all. They won't do anything to harm you. They know to respect a king, a queen. Even if they're in disagreement with you, they know that the Torah demands respect for a king or queen. The Rishoim, those that are out and out evil, you don't have to be afraid of them, because once you've identified that they're Rishoim, you know to be cautious in how you deal with them, you know how to protect yourself, etc. The only ones that you need to be afraid of are the tzvuim, those that are fake, those that pretend to be your friends, and they're really not, they're the worst. And the Gemara makes mention of this as something for us to know as Jews, that this is something that the Torah looks upon in a very ugly way, that a Jew has to strive for the mid of emes to the extent where a person would be incapable. The brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, these tzaddikim, even when they were involved in an avera, they weren't 100%. You saw some good in them, that at least they didn't have this cherry on top of Chas V'Shalom being fake. The next item, Zayin, Rabbeinu Zal says, Ho emes mevi soiva. Honesty brings, soiva means fullness, in the opposite of starvation. It means success in parnosa, it means success in being able to provide for one's family. This comes through emes. The Meforshim point out that there's a remez to this in the Medrash, where the Medrash says, when it came to the famine that took place in Mitzrayim at one time, in the world, where there was no food at one time, the Torah says, Omer B'Yosi ben Chanina, Beis Shonim Oso Horo'ov, that this famine at that time lasted a period of 2 full years. Shekivon Sheyorad Yaakov Avinu L'Shom, and the moment that Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Olo Horo'ov, the famine left, it took off. This is what the Medrash says, that Yaakov Avinu left, Yaakov Avinu arrived, the Ro'ov, the famine left. And we know throughout the Torah that Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of Emes. The Pasuk says, Titein Emes Liyakov, that Yaakov Avinu is the midah of Emes. We see that these two don't go together. That when there's emes, there's soiva, to such an extent that even when there was a gzera of ro'ov that was already active, the famine was there already, the moment emes came into the picture, the ro'ov left. With this, we conclude completely the chapter of emes in Sefer Hamidos, both halokim. Now we begin the next item discussed in Sefer Hamidos, which is hachnosas orchim. Again with an aleph, urchim, guests, chelik aleph. Item number one, Rabbein Azal says, mi she'ein machnis urchim, a person who closes their doors to guests, boze machzik yedei mereim shelo yachzeru b'tshuva. They actually give support to people that are not religious, to people that are on the wrong path, to prevent them from returning, from doing tshuva. This person actually pushes them in a direction, making it more difficult or impossible for them to be chozer b'tshuva. This item, the Meforshim bring, is merumos in a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Ami, my nation, me'ashrecha, those that are supposed to be directing you, masim, they mislead you, v'derech or choysecha bileyu. The word orchoisecho means your path, and the word oireach also means a guest. The path of your guests was swallowed up, meaning you closed the path for guests, you closed the entrance to your home for guests. As a result of that, ami me'ashrecho masim, those that were supposed to be leading the people in your nation that needed to be directed onto a right path, instead they'll be masim, they'll mislead them further away from the derech hatshuva. Again, note just the clear connection immediately from the word oireach, which means guest, to the word oirach, which means the derech, the path. That according to how well a person is mekayim the mitzvah of hachnosas orchim, the person creates a derech for those who need a derech. Those that need a road to be made for them, to be able to get back to the right path, that's affected through this mitzvah of hachnosas orchim. We could understand the connection, how the Torah says, bedafka, that the first most outstanding person in the history of the Am Yisrael, in the mitzvah of being machzir people lemutov, taking the whole generation, which was Ovdei Avodah Zorah, and getting them to join Hashem, which was Avram Avinu, and his midah was Hachnosas Orchim. His secret, his key, was this inyan of Hachnosas Orchim. Another pasuk in Mishlei, where the pasuk says, Ha'oizvim Orchois Yosher, the people who forsake Orchois Yosher, the righteous path, or Orchois Yosher, worthy guests. A person who forsakes their ozev, the Orchois Yosher, as a result of that, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasiku Orchois Chaim. The pasuk says afterwards, in a following pasuk, that those that get on to the wrong track are not able to return on to the right path, v'lo yasiku Orchois Chaim, and they will never reach the path of life, Orchois Chaim, or Orchois Chaim, referring to guests, again, that it's the guests that determine this kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun, people getting onto a wrong track, and never being able to get off it, chas v'shalom. Another remez that's brought is the pasuk in Tehillim, Orchoisecho lamdeni. Dovid HaMelech says to Hashem, Hashem, please teach me your path. Orchoisecho means path, oireach guests, that through the mitzvah of oirchem, treating oirchem the right way, through that, lamdeni, you, Hashem, will teach me. What will you teach me? You'll teach me this derech Hashem. You'll teach me the path that I should walk on so that I should be able to direct others onto the right derech. Another pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the pasuk says, this pasuk clearly points out this item. The pasuk begins with the words, v'chizku yedei mereim, levilti shavu ishmei rosoi. And the pasuk says, "Hayu li kulam kisdoim." These people were like the people of Sidoim, v'yoshveho ka'amoira, and its inhabitants were like the city of Amoira. The Torah points out that the thing that Sidoim and Amoira were noted for most was their lack of hachnosas orchim, the fact that this is what they really worked hard at, not allowing anybody in the city to take in guests. And the result of that is this: v'chizku yedei mereim levilti shavu ishmei rosoi. This lends support to Merayim, people that are bad, that they should not do tshuva, chas v'shalom.